Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Match in general terms have been positive. The beginning have been a little bit not positive. But then after the 2-0, 6-3, 6-2 have been a very positive 12 games for me. Then in the third, I had the chance at the beginning to have the break and probably take an important advantage to close the match, but didn't convert it, and then had a couple of mistakes with my serve. And then I suffered. It was a tough third set. I stopped a little bit the legs in terms of playing aggressive, and after that, of course, the match became more equal, and he's a good player.
Rafa, I hear that you're 32. You've just turned 32. To me, that's still very young, but do you feel old in any way? Has there been any changes you've noticed about yourself in the past couple of years?
I don't feel old. I don't feel myself old, but I am 32, and I'm here around since 2003, so it's a long way, a lot of years. I started very young, so that's a real thing. But no, I feel happy to be here. Being honest, I am enjoying the day by day on the tour, and I hope to keep doing this for a while.
Rafa, we always talk about what a great player you are on the clay court surface, but is there something about the city of Paris and the atmosphere at Roland Garros that also helps to inspire you to play your best tennis here?
I can't... I never like to be arrogant at all, and I don't want to have an answer that looks like this. But being honest, I won 11 Monte Carlos, 11 Barcelona's, 8 Roms. So it's about the surface, not only the place.
Robert, to ask you about an opponent who you could play in, not next, but a later round, John Isner, who you played the tough match against here in 2011, I think. What do you think about how he's playing, having won a Masters title, and if you do play him, what kind of match do you think that could be?
You will not be here on Wednesday, so if that happens, we can talk about that, man. I am here to be focused about Schwarzman, that he saved an amazing match this afternoon. He's a great player, had a tough match against him in Australia this year, so I'm not thinking about the semi-finals before that quarter-finals, no, but I can answer the thing about John. I always thought that John is a player that he has the potential to win big tournaments with this serve, and he has a good shot from the baseline, so he has everything to win important events. So the only thing is you need to make it, and he did it this year in Miami, and he's playing well.
Rafa, you were practicing with Maximilian here 5 years ago, I think.
I don't remember, sorry.
About a couple of years ago, but when you see someone, I don't know, come up and rise up the rankings and establish themselves as a good player, does that make you happy after you've practiced with them when they were a junior, or do you pay attention to that at all, or?
I try to follow tennis, but I used to follow more when I was younger. But I like to follow the young players, no? But I cannot remember about all the practices that I had and with all the players that I played in the practice, and no, but it's good to see him playing that well. He has a good potential, I think, good shots to become a great player, and he had a great tournament here, so I wish him all the best. It's good to have new players coming that have positive energy and play well, so yeah, was good to play against a young player here in yeah, in the fourth round of Roland Garros in the center court, I think was a good match. For me, it was a great victory, but probably for him have been a great event and a positive experience too.
Do you feel that you're still waiting for your big test here in Roland Garros this year?
My big test is every day. Today was an important test. I am in quarterfinals, and the biggest test now is the next round. I go day by day, and I am not worried about if I had a test or I don't have a test. I just worried about try to be at my 100% for the next day that I have to play. That's my goal, and I know if I made that happen, if I am able to play with my highest intensity and with the right level, will be always a tough match. But I really believe that I can have my chances to keep going. But it's like every day you go on court, you can win, you can lose, and that's the only thing that you need to be ready for.
Rafa, when you get to a quarter final of a Grand Slam, and as you have previously, a semi final and a final, do you change your preparation and your practice in any way as the tournament develops, or do you stick with the same practice and the same preparation for every game, no matter what?
I work the things that we believe that we need to work for be playing better every day. You know, some days you feel that something have been better, some days you feel that something have been worse, so you need to every day try to work the things that you believe that you can improve more. That's all. But not because I'm in quarterfinals or in second round. No. I just work every day with the goal to be better for after tomorrow.
Rafa, why is it, do you think you're so good on clay? Is it from your childhood? Why have you had this sort of dominance on this surface?
It's not true that I born on clay. Everybody thought that I practiced on clay all my life, and it's not true. I practiced a lot on hard court when I was a kid. I practiced on clay too, but a lot on hard. And being honest, my uncle prepared me to be a player. Probably not typical player of clay, but then the things comes to the other way. And on clay, it's true that during all my career, my game adapted very well to this surface, and I had an amazing success. But in honest, I had success in all the surfaces, and I worked hard to be the best player possible in all the surfaces. But it's true that on clay, what happened on clay is something, very special.
So, Rafa, to ask you then about Schwartzman instead, what do you think about his rise, and what do you remember from that Australia match, which was tough, that you can apply to your quarterfinal here?
I played against him in Madrid a couple of weeks ago too. No. We don't need to go that far. He's number 12 or on the world. It's a match against one of the best players of the world today. So what you expect is a very tough match, and you need to be ready to accept that going to be a tough match and fight for it. I know what I have to do. Then it's tough to make that happen because he's so good. But I hope to be ready to play at my best, and let's see what's going on. Always is a tough player, and he's always good to see him on the quarterfinal because he's a good friend, good person, and he is a worker, and I'm happy to see him having all this success. Hopefully not too much.
Rafa, a bit off topic. You've been to number one, you've stayed there, lost it, came back. What would you say it requires to get to that spot and stay? Does it require special mindset, planning, or not?
I didn't follow that number, to being honest. I just tried to play my best every day and just tried to be competitive. Then if you are number one, is because you played better than the others during the last year. That's it. This year things are going well again, but to fight for the number one, let's see what's going on later on the season. No, but I didn't play for 3 months, so it's a big advantage for the opponent. So I really don't think much about it. When I was a kid, when I was younger, when I have been 2008, for me it was important to be number one. Being honest, of course, because I really felt that with all the things that I did until that moment, being very, you know, regular, stays very
consistent
during a long time. In some way, I felt that I deserved to be there at some point. No, but later I really had to take a little bit more care about the physical issues, just to protect a little bit more the things, and try to choose the right things to play. And when I was number one, it's because I played so well, not because I really wanted to be number one. But of course, I'd love to be number one, but it's not something that I plan, or I it's not my real goal at this stage of my career, no doubt about it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.